in the beginning of the visit with Mrs. Bessie at lunch this Saturday, the 15th of January, 72. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at lunch, the 15th of January, 72. Channel 1 right, and the beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at lunch, the 15th of January, 72.
You this morning?
Just fine. I don't have any big shoes.
You're looking
like
at
this.
My shoes. these are boy shoes.
Yes.
And they're nice weather. Nice for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I can't wear these shoes over there. I said, I better put them on and wear them in the house because it's wet. So wet out there.
I have a pair like those.
Huh?
I have a pair like those.
You do?
Uh-huh.
These are the children's shoes used to be down at the Dorises. And they were too small for them, and so I just took them and put them on. So I said I hadn't taken a walk this morning, so I had been I walked over. But these shoes tired me out. They're nice around wind, wet weather.
Mm-hmm.
But in distance, they're too heavy.
Have to pick them up.
Yeah, I come up dragging them so the horses run. They run from me. Oh, Lord.
You want to wipe your glasses off?
Yeah. Yes, sir, they run.
You think you're making too much shuffling?
Yes, yeah, shuffling.
Hey there.
I come anyway.
Nice walking, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but I got on a pair of shoes. It's too heavy for me.
Them too heavy?
Yeah, look at them. See how heavy they are?
No, they don't look heavy to me.
Oh, they're heavy. They're boy shoes.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, they don't look it.
Yeah, they bought them. Their children had them down to Doris's.
Yeah.
And they had thrown them out. And I said, well, I'm going to take them and wear them because I can wear them cold weather, you see.
Sure.
They're nice for cold weather, but they're too heavy to walk in a distance.
They look like you're just a fit.
Yeah. Just a fit.
Just a fit.
Oh, they tired me out coming in. I come on, make so much noise. The horse is broken room. Oh, lots of the horse scared of me. I made too much noise, folks.
They're just looking for a game.
Yeah.
They're feeling good in this frisky weather.
Yes, sir. They broke and run. That's the way I said. Yeah, but you can't go far because I stay right here.
Well, now, Faye complains about her heavy shoes, you know.
Yeah.
And they're not heavy at all.
Is that so? With you, I'm awful heavy.
Well, I wear them old boots with a big pair of shoes in them.
Well, you done got used to it. You done got used to it now. I ain't been long wearing these yet.
Now, that's what you needed over there at the bar when you was over there.
That's right. Something heavy.
Yes.
And he's good and heavy all right now.
What'd you wear? Just little old thin soles over there?
Well, I've had good soles on my shoes. Because I know standing on that concrete, good soles protect your feet. Heavy soles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you didn't have them. You had little thin soles.
No, I didn't. I had them over there. I had them to put them on when I get over there. I wouldn't wear. I left them over there, you see.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I didn't take them over. I just leave them over there. Yes, the color was nice and heavy.
Now, I like some of Guy's fine toast with my consomme, Miss Bessie.
So you like toast?
Uh-huh, got some of Guy's fine toast. It's right under here.
Melba toast?
No, it's for me. It's like it.
Yeah.
Better.
It's Melba toast.
Melba toast.
Yeah, that's what it is, Faye.
Yeah, he dries it out. You taste some of it right under that.
It is.
Mm, it's good.
Well, don't brag on it, Faye. Just let it make a pro of mine.
Yeah? She needs to rest a little bit before she... You need to rest a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll catch your breath. That's pretty good air this morning, isn't it?
Sure did. Yes, sir. That air's cool.
I just picked this up and drank it. And I dip my toast in the consomme.
If that doesn't ruin it, I don't know what would.
Mmm, good.
People have such queer notions of it, Bessie.
Yeah, that's right.
You drink milk?
No. Yeah, sweet milk. I drink buttermilk.
I'll get us some buttermilk.
Miss Bessie, we had 2.5 inches over here.
We did?
Yes, sir.
I don't have an inch ahead over there.
And I drove that car down the back lane this morning, and it didn't mire down.
No.
That shows you how dry the ground was.
Mm. It's starting to rain.
Rain all day yesterday?
Yeah.
I wonder if Miss Boyles ever went out and checked on her cows when they were calving, or did she just leave it all up to them?
Yes. She let the bulls go along with them, though. Cow and the calf, the bulls all went together. She didn't separate them.
She didn't want to be bothered.
Mm-mm. What come out of that black and yellow hat over here? You sold him?
Hmm?
You're the black calf.
I've been 2 years ago, Matt Bessie.
I know it, but I ain't seen him that really.
I sold them all. I don't keep them.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it a heifer?
I keep a few of the heifers.
Just a whole thing, wasn't it?
No, he's that black thing over there. One of the Richardson brothers. Black bull. Huh?
I didn't know what it done with him. I didn't see him. I thought maybe he had in the path or something.
I just told him like that. I told him he was a steer.
Oh, I thought it was a heifer.
I don't believe he was. Was he?
No. Made a steer out of him. Shipped him off to market.
Yeah. I guess she had to go out and look over him every now and then, didn't she?
Oh yeah, she'd go out and look over him. She had him sort of come round this way.
No.
Come in out there.
Yeah. Well, that's where I used to see him, up on that hill when I drive by him.
Mm-hmm.
She had them big old, a lot of big cows.
Yeah.
I don't have any cows like that.
It's so funny. Richard and had one of those little funny bull with the nut up on his back, you know?
Yeah.
And so, when and Meg was out there watching, the old bull come across the field. Come on, she said, I'm going to run him out of here. I'm going to beat him good. I don't want him in here. She got out there after the bull. The bull got after her. And Meg bull run. They run the bull, and she come in here. She called Mr. Richardson, you better come and get this that bull, because I'm scared of him. He's in my yard, and I'm going to run him out. I can't run him out. She tried her best to run him out, but she couldn't run that bull out. Every time she'd run him out and run after him, he'd do his head like that after her.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, one little, what you call them old bull?
Them old Angus bull.
Yeah.
Angus. Black Angus bull.
Yeah. So she had to call him to come get him.
They get through the fence over there, haven't I?
Really?
Oh, yeah. In the breeding season, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They get through. It takes more than one fence to hold a bull, Miss Bessie.
Yes, it do.
You gotta have two apart.
Yeah, so that bull run them.
I don't know. Some of them bulls, you know. I don't know if you speak to them. They seem to behave. Miss Boyles could speak to them, couldn't she?
Mm-mm, not them kind.
Well, maybe that's one of them big old Brahmas.
Yeah, that old Brahma bull.
Oh, yes.
Walter was in the pasture out there. Over there where they had a pasture back over there. That bull went there and come after him and put him over the fence. Got a bull, threw him over the fence.
Yeah. He got up there. He was trying to get over the fence and the bull helped him.
Yeah, he was trying to get out the way. The bull pushed him on over. Well, them old cows are dangerous. You know they are?
Yeah.
And some people just got nothing but them, a path full of them.
Yeah. Just the woods full of them.
I'm scared of.
I that's what I wanted.
Brimmer?
Yes. But I was a little afraid to have them.
Don't you fool anything? You'll kill you.
So I never bought any of them.
And they'll kill you, I'm telling you the truth. They don't take no food.
Yeah, once they get ideas, they're hard to handle. And he got after Meg and Miss Carrie both.
Yay. He come after them both. They both run in the house. And he said she should call Mr. Rich and come get him. Couldn't get him out.
What do you know about that? I'll tell you. See, that was a pair.
I'd like to have been around.
I'll bet you when Miss Carrie and Mag got going out there, things happened.
Oh, so she, yes, so she did run both of them in the house. She's a big woman going to put him out.
You know, I'd just give anything to be in behind the door when Mag and Miss Carrie was talking about things. I'll bet you that would have been lively,
I guess so.
Meg helped her wash.
Meg helped her do most anything right now. Well, this one, buddy.
Now that went on for a good while, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, now let me see. While Miss Carr was living here, now Meg doesn't work over here all the time.
Oh no. No.
She worked at other places too.
No, she didn't work nowhere but over here.
Didn't she?
No, she didn't work nowhere. She just helped her out over here.
Well, gee whiz. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know? Well, Miss Carr had a garden? Well, now, she had a good garden plot there, Mr. Bessie. That's where I put my silage trench, and I ruined it.
You did?
Yeah, it was a good plot. Oh, it was just beautiful.
We thought she had a garden there. Raise your hand.
No, she never had no garden. She had this stuff down in the field. So Gil had a down in the field where they had vegetables and things. She used to have over that pond over the squash and tomatoes.
She just got to put a row out there in the field where they're cultivating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now, she never had just any one of the men working for her, like Mr. Gill. He just happened to have a nine that he'd worked for her.
He was regular when he did work. He just plowed all the soil and ground making. She had watermelons over there.
Yeah.
And she made some watermelons over there.
And he's the one that grew them?
Mm-mm. She rented the man. A man. She rented the ground to a man.
Yeah.
And he made, oh, so many melons there. And when his time was up, well, he had so many melons over here, she wouldn't let him get them.
That was no offer.
Yeah. She wouldn't let him get them.
Yeah.
And she put the towels in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess he must have had about 10 loads of melon after he had gathered all the best ones, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, melons behind that was, come on, you know. I bet he had about 10 of those great big ones.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't let him get them.
She really got him.
That was so mean in her.
Well, now, did Mag go along with her on that?
Oh, no. She rented the ground to a man.
I know.
But after he got the melons off of the ground. Then she wouldn't let him get the others.
I know the man.
Well, she didn't let him get them.
Yeah. I know the man that grew them.
You do?
Yes. He and Noah offered down here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But she wouldn't let him get them.
Yes, sir. He told me about it.
Did he?
Yeah.
He had some melons over there. She just wouldn't let him get him. I think that was so mean of her.
Oh, she's mean, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Well, now, Meg didn't learn that meanness from Miss Carey.
No, Meg had her own devil's her own self.
Even before she ever knew Miss Carey?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, she had that devil in her.
That must have been a pair for you. I'm telling you.
Two people with devils on.
That was a pair. Now, about when was that Reverend Evans over here? Was that during Miss Carey's time?
Let me see. Yeah, when she was here.
She was here. Well, now, Miss Bessie, the way you told that, it sounded like Mag was, she was in pretty good health then.
Well, she was. She was. She was in good health. She but Mag just nasty mean. I'm telling you, she was just nasty mean. She had the devil in her.
Now, what was the word you used the other day when I come down there? You said she kept things going.
She said what?
You said she kept things going.
Going?
Yeah.
May?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You know, like you said, she'd talk about people. And she'd keep things up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't have no fuss with nobody around there but Laura.
Yes.
She didn't have no fuss with nobody but Laura.
Yeah.
Yes, her and Laura just couldn't get along.
Yeah. But Laura wasn't put out with Mag.
Mm-mm.
Just Mag with Laura.
Yeah.
That's queer, isn't it?
It sure is. No, Laura. Laura wouldn't put out with us. But she would just put out with Laura. She didn't have nothing to do with Laura. That, and her and I used to be good friends.
Oh, they were?
Oh, yeah, they were good friends. Just years ago. Laura went to Palm Beach. She lived down in Palm Beach. And after she come back up here, then her and Mag fell out.
Oh.
I don't know what they fell out about, but her and Mag fell out.
Yeah. It don't take much.
Oh, no, sure.
Something very small.
Yeah. No, something foolish, too.
I wish I had paid more attention to Laura. She was still here when I come.
Yes, she was.
You can have a bite of that. It won't hurt you.
Well, now, what is it?
Fruitcake?
Uh-huh.
There you
are. I had a piece. I was putting them all in there.
You see that red bird up there, Bessie?
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting up there on the suet this morning.
He was.
And he was every now and then just taking a big bite of suet, and he looked like he was the head man around there. And all of a sudden, he disappeared, and there was a little smoke left. And it hovered over the suet there for a minute. And it was feathers. And I looked over in the middle of that feeding station, and there was the oriole just sitting there as big as you please, and everybody else gone.
Is that so?
And that's the first time he showed up this season. And what he did, he hit that that redbird and just ripped out all them feathers, long his breast feathers where it was.
Oh.
And the air wasn't blowing. And they just hung over that suet, and some of them still right there in the wire, right above that suet.
Oh.
I never saw that before.
No.
But he hadn't been back.
Hadn't been back.
And he didn't eat any suet after he got down here.
He didn't.
He must have been just mad at that cardinal.
I guess so.
It happened so fast, I didn't see it.
No. Very backwards, sir.
Couple snowbirds.
They're little tippies, tipping sparrows.
Mm-hmm. They like the grain, don't they?
I never saw any of those little snowbirds down this far. They may come. Little buntings.
Mm-hmm.
But these fellas come and they do love that them little seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they like. Now they eat that suet too, but what they like is the seeds. They've just gathered there by the dozen.
See that wind out there?
Wind.
Uh-huh.
How small.
Was it cooling when you came up?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. But not much.
No, but pretty brief.
Yes, sir.
I had linen is both.
Fine. Just fine.
I laughed about him. I made sure he was going to get drunk. I was scared because I knew his mother, he'd come over here and his mother might get mad about it. But I'm telling you, he.
He liked that.
Darcy, she said, you know, he just kept a drinking. And nobody can see nothing to it. I said, well, I said, he just seen it today, and he'd get up and go get his glass filled up just there.
Yes, he'd go fill his glass up, come back and sit down at the table and drink it, and then go back and get another glass. I see what that boy sure will get through.
I wonder who. No, that's hand painted. Yeah. I wonder who had a garden out here.
Miss Oh, wait a second. Oh, there's some people stayed in here. And they had a garden out there.
So there was a garden out there.
Yeah, they had a garden.
Who had it?
I started to say Miss Nicey, but it wasn't her, just
Willie Welch.
Hmm? Well, Miss Nicey.
Willie Welch.
I don't forget who that was.
You don't remember the Welch family?
Who? The Welch?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, I remember them. I know well.
You remember them?
Miss Welch?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Miss Sally?
Mm-hmm. Guess I should lost this place with Fool and Pinky.
Yeah. Letting him take the payments.
No, he took the money and spent it on his girlfriend.
Yeah. But she gave him the money.
Yes. And he would, she thought he was paying it. But she had done wrong because she should have asked him for the receipts.
Sure.
So James got mad because she gave the money to Pinky.
Yeah.
And didn't pay no attention to him. And he got mad and he went on and got married and left them here.
And yeah, started working for herself.
Yeah.
And they lost the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl's name was Miss Sally, was Sarah?
Yeah.
And she said the cat, them chickens, didn't belong to, they belonged to her. They didn't belong to
the calves, the income, and the chickens all belonged to Sarah.
Yeah.
They wasn't on the paper.
Now, they had screen on that porch one time.
Yes. She was Pinky's wife or James. It's Pinky's wife. Screening that porch. And she tore it all off. She took it down.
Cookie's wife did that?
Pinky.
I mean, Pinky's wife did that?
Yes, sir.
And tore down the screen?
Yeah, she took it all off the porch. When they were, had to leave, you see.
Oh.
So she took it all down.
Or what in the world? Oh, it was hers.
Oh, yeah, she bought it and put it up there. She didn't know they had to get out, you know. I think she was named Dot. Dot, they called her. Now, if I am a thing, I think she was related to Miss Jane. Mm-hmm. Jane Wood.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, it's her. Related to Miss Jane.
Well, I've heard several people around the neighborhood say they've eaten many a meal at Miss Sally's table.
Well, she was. Miss Sally was a nice woman. She was a lovely woman. And then she was an old neighbor, you see.
Oh.
Like Miss Collins and all that. She was an old neighbor. And they all hated so bad. And then she had some people living at Wildwood, it was somewhere down there, but anyway, she never let them know that anything had happened, you see, because they come up here, and they say if she had to let them know anything about it, but I mean, they would have taken care of the place for her, see, but she didn't. So after it happened, she just let it went on just like it was. Because they hated so bad that Miss Sally had to leave here, you know. And then she hated to leave here.
Well, goodness, just losing her place was bad.
Yeah. Oh, two or three old people moved in here and they didn't stay. Just come here to, you know, stay a while and work a little bit and left here.
It'd be nice to see. I like to think about Miss Sally being here and enjoying it. Did they work the place?
Who, the people?
Miss Sally's people. Did they have, what did they do on the place?
They farmed. After Mr. Wells died, you know, Pinky was the only one that was the fault of everything.
Oh.
Because James was different from him. He was kind of lazy. Pinky was. He didn't like the farm work.
And it would be him that she gave the money to.
Oh, yeah.
Why, Miss Bessie, that was over a long period of time that she
sure
must have done that.
Well, she did. She thought Pinky was taken care of. And that's what I mean. She didn't even ask him about it. If she didn't see no money, no bills, it was her place to find out. If she thought so much of Pinky, she trusted him, you know, like that. He take the money, spend it on a big time girlfriend. She was a crazy one.
Yeah.
And Jane wouldn't have done that.
Was he the old?
He thought more of his mother than that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pinky didn't care. No, he didn't care.
It looks like she would have known that, wouldn't you?
It looks so. Because she used to come over to Uncle Butler was living there. She used to come over there lots of time. And sit down and talk.
Oh, talk to Uncle Butler.
Mm-hmm.
He was nice.
Yeah.
Was he Mag's father?
Mm-hmm. mean Aunt Hannah. Aunt Hannah was Mary's mother. And that was my mother's sister.
Oh. Well, where'd Mary get her fiery ways?
Uncle Butler.
Oh.
You know, he didn't bother nobody. But he just wouldn't take no foolishness off you. He wouldn't take no fooling off anybody. That's where she got that from, Uncle Butler.
Oh, Uncle Butler wouldn't take any foolishness off of anybody, guy.
Oh, he wouldn't?
No.
What? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And that's where Mike got some of her. Fire. You see that thing out there, Faye? You see that?
Yeah, I saw it drive up.
You see that lid on it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got it brand new. Except he didn't buy it new. It got somebody else. That's nice. That'll keep it dry. And lock it. But he can't get me a little coil. Is that something?
Mm-hmm. Miss Sally, as you were saying, would go down and sit on the porch and talk to Uncle Butler about her troubles. And God didn't hear you say these people.
Oh, Miss Sally knew Uncle Butler.
Oh, yeah, she'd been known Uncle Butler. Uncle Butler lived a long time after he came down here.
Yeah. And
Uncle Butler used to wake, plow and wake. That crown over there.
Yes.
He was a big farmer.
And a good farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had boys, you know. Uncle Butler had boys.
Yes.
And they done all this plowing. Uncle Butler had John and Eulis and Eric. And Doc. See, he had a lot of boys.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to work. He didn't have to fly none of it because his boys all done.
He had boys.
Yeah, all boys fly.
Yeah.
And you know all those boys, David won.
Yeah. Whatever happened to them?
I don't know. They just died.
They just scattered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Sally knew all of them.
Yeah. You know, you have known a lot of nice people, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now, Miss Sally was nice.
Oh, yeah, she's just as nice as she could be. Yeah. She's dead now.
And she could cook.
Yeah, she's dead.
That's it, that old stove right over at the corner where she cooked all them biscuits.
Yes, yeah, so she could cook. So, Sarah come down once and she, her husband was a gift. So Maggie told her, now you be good to that child because you don't, because that's Miss Sally's daughter and you be nice to her. I don't want to hear tell her you fighting or anything like that. Think of little dad.
Yeah.
You barefoot?
No, I have on these.
Well, I saw Jimmy and his brother. What's his name?
Pinky.
But I never saw Sarah. She moved off up to the Carolinas, didn't she?
Yeah, she was with her mother.
Yes. Well, mother went with her.
No, she went with her mother. Because Miss Sally had a sister up there.
Oh, did she?
And the sister got Miss Sally to come up there.
Yes. And Sarah went with her up there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where she married.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Yeah.
But Bessie said that Miss Sally was one of the old neighbors, like Miss Collins.
Yeah.
And they hated to see her go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all hated to see her go because, you know, they all attend the same church down there. And Miss Sally had been here for years. Had been right here for years. And they all hate to see her leave. Because she was such a good friend to them all.
Yes. Oh, you know they
to
did.
The Richards, huh?
You know they hated to
yeah.
see her go.
Good friend to the Richardson and... And, old man Shelworth, his wife, and all like that. Good friends.
Mm-hmm. And Uncle Butler?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, how did she get along with Mitt and them?
Mitt?
Uh-huh.
Well, all right, far as I know, but you see, Miss Liza wasn't here.
She wasn't here then?
Mm-mm.
That's where she'd come.
So Liza, she wasn't here, she... Mitt and his father, they were down there. Now, his wife was a half sister of my uncle, lived in Micanopy. Yes, she was a half Francis. She was a half sister to her.
Mm-hmm. But now Uncle Butler never stirred things. Yes. He did. Uncle Butler got things stirred up too every now and then, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you, he wouldn't take no foolishness.
Yeah.
But he never bothered nobody.
Yeah.
No, he never bothered nobody.
Well, now, he wasn't nosy like Mag.
Oh, no. Little brother of mine, his own business.
Yeah. But Mag and her friends, like Belle James, they was a little nosy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said the brother didn't clash with them.
Yeah.
He was an older man, you see. He
yeah.
He didn't clash with them.
Yeah. And they kept things stirred up a little bit, Faye. That's what I was kind of, you know.
Yeah, they like to stir things up, Mag and Belle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's more fun that way.
Well, I reckon so. Fun to them. Yes, sir.
Well, I kept thinking about that. You know, that's kind of easy to do. Now, you know, like up here, and all this bunch up here at Martha's
place. Around the corner.
Yes. You see, they got so many coming in out of there, and there's somebody always stirring something up, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen Isaiah in some time. That's his car out there.
He was in the house.
Was he?
Yeah. No, Isaiah goes go to work and he don't come back till late.
Yeah.
He go see his girlfriend.
Oh, he got a girlfriend?
Yeah, he got a girlfriend. So he stayed out half of the night. About 12 o'clock or 1 sometime he come in.
Oh, really? Well.
So he got his own key, so I don't have to open the door.
Yeah. He come in the back door?
No, he come in the front.
Front door.
Yeah, he was in the house when you were there. But he, you know, he's so quiet, you never know he's there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's awful quiet, he don't make no noise.
He don't talk much either.
No.
Now you see, I haven't talked to him since he's been up over here, Miss Bessie.
You haven't?
No, sir. Not one time.
No, he don't have much to say. Well, I guess that's the best way. You talk to him with him, I say something, he ain't got no business. Yes, sir. No, he don't have much to say.
Now, he been picking oranges?
Well, in the evenings when he come home. He come, get off at 4 o'clock. And he's keep on out to the orange grove.
He just don't even stop at the house?
No, he don't stop at the house. He just keep on to the orange grove.
Well, now, can he make a little money doing that?
Yeah. Because he can pick oranges.
He knows how to do that.
Oh, yeah, he can pick oranges.
Yeah.
He don't miss no eating if he get 8 and 10 boxes.
Yeah.
Ladies, he come to the grove, you see.
Well, now, I don't know what they pay.
I don't know either what they pay a box. But they must have paid pretty good, I don't know.
Yeah, he wouldn't go down there unless they paid pretty good.
No.
Would you say 50 cents?
Hmm.
A 50 cents a box?
Something like that.
So the man that picks the oranges makes more off the box than the man that grows them, don't he?
Sure do.
Say, that trumpet vine is just as full as it can be, but this rain...
Making them fall off.
Making them fall off.
Yes, it falls off. The ground is white. Look like snow around there.
It does. Does that trumpet bush grow fast?
Yes. It ain't hard to grow.
Why don't more people have them? They're pretty...
So many people ain't got them. I got that little small bush from Miss Liza.
Oh, really?
Now, she didn't, you know, the hills died. I don't know what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the cold weather kills the leaves, but, you see, and I always cut it down. Cut it clean off to the ground.
Yeah.
So the sap don't go down in it, you see, and kill it. Now I set Miss Davis out for her. Because she said she couldn't make it live. And so I set two over there for her. And it grew taller than the house.
Mm-hmm.
And held full of bloom too.
Mm-hmm. And she couldn't make them live.
Yeah. It ain't, I don't see what's about. They ain't hard to live. They'll live easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very easy. I don't see your tree out there, Kate Jefferson.
It's out there.
I see it.
I show it to you. I think it's in the wrong place, though. I don't think it gets enough sun.
You think so?
Where are you going to put my trumpets? You're not going to let me put them out.
No. I think it'd be pretty over that little house, the trailer.
Yeah.
In front of the trailer.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty there.
And there'd be enough sun there for them, too.
No sun. Well, they don't take too much sun.
Yeah, that's a good place.
I tell you, Miss Bessie,
mm-hmm.
right up there at the corner where that big old, right behind that little cedar tree,
mm-hmm.
where I've got them pokeberries,
mm-hmm.
that'd be a nice place because it's out there where it'll get plenty of water.
Yeah.
And there's no bahia grass. It's been dug up around there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd make a good place for you.
Yeah.
Right there with that big old pokeberry bush. It's like the pokeberry bush. You cut them down, they get killed off,
yeah,
and they come up again.
Yeah.
This pokeberry is already coming out.
Is it?
Yeah. It's coming out. It's way up there.
Hmm.
You know,
people eat that.
Yeah.
They call it poke salad.
Poke salad.
They eat the little young when they come up.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
They used to have more of it around. Now they mow it down so bad now they don't have much.
Yeah.
I tell you, the thing that grows the prettiest is that old fennel sticker thing, that old purple thistle.
Cactus?
It's a thistle, you know. It just sets down in the ground just like this and shoots that stem up and with that
purple. It's a cactus, isn't it?
Bloom on it. Yeah. Now that's pretty, Miss Bessie.
Yes, it is.
Now I don't know of anybody that grows them in the garden.
No.
You better not step on one in the pasture.
You ruin your feet.
But now it's a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything that's any prettier.
Yeah, they are pretty.
Oh, they are pretty. If you had a row of them out there somewhere.
Oh, no. No, not those cactus.
Miss Bessie, tell me what that one word was that you used the other afternoon when I was down there about Meg. She kept things in the stew, but that wasn't the way you said it. How would...
Kept things what?
Kept things in the stew, but that wasn't the way you said it.
Who, Meg?
Yeah, Meg and them, Belle James and several of them.
I don't know.
But now you said it several times, and I just can't remember the words you used.
If I knew what to say, I would.
Well, don't you know, they talk about people.
Mm-hmm.
And kept saying sort of up in the air. They didn't do anything to people, they just talked.
Mm-hmm. Just kept something going.
Kept something going. Yes. That's right, just kept something going. Yeah. I never can think of the right word. Miss Daisy was washing. She washed a lot last week, Miss Bessie. this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, she washed her clothes.
Yeah.
And then she washed mine.
Oh, she did?
Well, the welfare got told me to get her to wash, get somebody.
Uh-huh.
Now, I didn't know nobody.
Uh-huh.
So I asked Miss Daly, would she do it? Would, you know what I mean? Because they're fair, you know. Because they know that I wasn't well. And I told them I couldn't wash. I used to could wash, but I just couldn't do it. And I couldn't get to the place up there to wash when time to come to wash.
Yeah.
And so I asked Miss Daly to wash.
Mm,
so she just washed the clothes. And so they'll send her a check this next month.
I see.
You see. They sent for me to come over there. I went over there. And they asked me about, you know, about the washing.
Mm-hmm.
I told them I wasn't able to wash. I'll wash you what.